Hi, this is Melisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye!
Hi! Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm David Nance.
And what? I was about to say we're Intimate Spaces, but I already said that.
I'm gonna say you literally just said welcome back to Intimate Spaces. Say it again!
Did I usually say it that way or do I say it the other way? It feels wrong. Anyway.
I feel like you always say welcome back.
I feel like I always
back.
Say, hi, I'm Alicia Griffin, I'm David Nance, and this is Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But maybe I don't.
No, I feel like you say, and welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm...
Oh, okay.
And we about to listen to this. I'm about to tell you when I get the card.
That didn't feel right. But maybe it is right.
Felt right to me. Because the other way didn't feel right when you said it again.
Yeah, no. Hi, I'm Alicia Griffin, and I'm Devin Nance. This is Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. No, that don't sound right.
I'm about to say, that sounds like we have a news show. And we're about to give you sexy news. Like, what? Kind of.
It just sounded wrong for a second, but now I'm thinking it's right.
Okay, I was wondering why you just cut yourself off like that. I was like, I don't know. He was like, edit. Like, happened to you.
Confusion.
Oh, it's one of those days. It's been a week.
I just celebrated my birthday, everybody.
She did.
And I'm still feeling it.
I committed violence against myself.
I'm so tired.
I think I'm still recovering too now that I think about it. Because I just got really sleepy.
I'm about to watch Love is Blind and Reunion and go to bed after this. And it's only going to be like 9 o'clock and I'm with that.
I'm about to say, that's right. Well, fair. I'm excited about working from home. I'm like, I'm sleeping. No, I'm going to be knocked out at 8 p.m. and then be up at 7. Like, well.
Anyway, but that's not the point. None of that is the point. Although, if you want to tell me happy birthday, if you want to cash at me money, I'll take it. Pen pal and, not pen pal.
Write her a letter.
PayPal.
Mail it to
Zelle. I take Zelle.
Yep. Do you take Zelle?
Uh huh. I would take Apple Pay, but I can't figure out how to work it.
We gotta set you up. It's easy once you set it up.
But yes.
Yeah.
But please pay me happy birthday. But yes, that's not the point. That's not the point of us being here. We have a topic for you guys, as per usual.
I'm about to say, as we do weekly, well, every episode. Yes. So, for episode 18 of season 2, we are talking about... True Crime! Okay, I don't know why I sung it, but anyway, I'm really excited.
I'm not, but it's okay.
Well, you know what?
I mean, it's an interesting topic, but it's not my, not my forte.
It's not your forte. It's not your wheelhouse. None of that. So, here at Intimate Spaces, we like to pride ourselves on giving out information that enhances the sex lives of marginalized people.
And while we spend a lot of time focusing on the pleasurable parts of sex, love, and relationships, we know we must also educate people on the dark side of these concepts.
Given that I, and lots of other people, have a true crime interest. It's not a fetish. I'm not fetishizing true crime. It is just a dark hobby of mine. We brought that to Intimate Spaces.
So for those of you that don't know, true crime is a nonfiction literary podcast and film genre in which the author examines an actual crime and details the actions of real people.
Yes. So, how does Intimate Spaces do true crime? Well, crimes of passion, of course.
Yes. And this is a perfect time to give a trigger warning, right? So, like I said, we're talking about crimes of passion. We're probably going to talk about domestic violence. We're going to talk about things that are very triggering for people. So if you, if any of those sort of things, sexual assault, any of those things, intimate partner violence are triggering for you, please, please do not listen to this. We don't want to cause any harm to anybody.
No. That's not the point.
It's really not the point of the show. We want to be sure that, like, you're not screwing up your mental health or anything like that. So that's really, really important to us.
It is.
So we'll also put the trigger warning on the actual, like,
episode
notes.
So, you know, if this isn't the episode for you this week, we get that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, we want you to make the best decisions for you.
Yes, everything ain't for everybody.
It's not. This is a sensitive topic. I understand that. Mm-hmm. So, but it's also important to talk about. But if you're triggered, don't put yourself in that position. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so.
We're going to move on. And that's what we, now that we warned everybody.
Now that we have. All right, so what is the crime of passion?
So the term crime of passion is often heard in films and television shows, but in reality, certain crimes actually do legally fall under the category.
Yes. So, you know, you hear crimes of passion, like, it just sounds emotional and visceral, right? That's why they usually refer to it in films and television shows. So, in criminal law, a crime of passion is committed in the moment of passion in response to some sort of provocation.
So one example that most people use is someone walks in on their spouse actively cheating on them. So, you know, you done went to the grocery store. You're like, I'm buying all the groceries for the kids and my husband. About to go home and put these groceries up.
Cook dinner, what have
you. You know, Mr. B's coming home. Turned on the news. Then he set the TV down because he was so confused.
Yeah. Leave your house immediately.
You know. Fair. Then he turned the TV down because he thought he heard a freaky sound.
Can we please just post that video as the episode social promo this week?
Right. And it all makes sense now, right? It's a crime of passion. He went, something's going on upstairs. Because I know nobody else is here. Dum, dum, dum. You know, all of that makes sense now. What did he say at the end? He said, y'all better leave this place because he's about to do what?
Catch a case.
He's about to catch a case. See, that's why.
Friends.
Crime of passion. Crime of passion right there, okay? He was gonna kill them.
So, crime of passion. Like, it's definitely, that is a great example of that. That is a fantastic example. Okay, tied it all together. Anyway, so another example could be a victim of domestic or sexual abuse attacking and killing their abuser in the midst of being victimized. So, crimes of passion from, like, I've heard about both in real life situations, but they're mostly very much unplanned. It's literally like a reaction, and the most extreme reaction you could probably have to something. You bloop the F out.
Yeah, and so in the way that most people who commit crimes of passion get away with it.
Fair.
Is that
it's not premeditated.
It's not premeditated, first of all. Yeah. That's homicide one. But for our first degree murders. So it's unplanned, not premeditated.
Nope.
And it is what most people would consider to be a reaction that most people would have.
Yeah, so it's not outside the realm of reality. Like, so this thing happened, and due to X circumstances, it's not outside the realm of possibility that another person would react that way.
Yes. So if you are a 40-year-old woman and you come home and you realize that your daughter threw up in the hallway and you got so angry that you stabbed her,
That
is not a crime of passion. That is some, like, serious something else. I don't know what.
There may be some underlying issues.
But it's definitely not a crime of passion.
Definitely not.
Because I think that most other parents would not have that reaction to their child throwing up in the hallway. I think they would be annoyed, maybe.
Yes.
Or disgusted.
Yes.
But have, like, go into a murderous rage? Probably not.
No, that's something different. I'm not a professional, but that sounds like there are some underlying.
But so for the second example, I think of Santonia Brown, is that her name?
Yep.
Kidnapped, put into human trafficking, victimized by this man for so long, she finally murders him.
Yep.
Okay, like, there's only so much you can take for somebody's snaps, right? There's a whole TV show about it. So. But yeah, so those are just two examples of crimes of passion.
Yes.
So, crimes of passion are very serious, obviously. Like, a lot of times people end up dead.
Yes.
And often leave people hurt, and the people behind there are hurt and confused, because most are done in the home between significant others. So, between girlfriends and boyfriends, boyfriends and boyfriends, husbands and wives, husbands and husbands, significant partners, basically.
Yeah.
That's where crimes of passion tend to happen. And like I said, it leaves children, parents, other family members, neighbors in a state of confusion, because you did not expect this to happen, because it did happen unplanned and quickly, and the person wasn't thinking. Nine times out of ten,
it's very, like,
yes,
quick.
It's very much unlike the people.
Yes, it's very much out of character.
Mm-hmm.
So, literally, less than 9% of women are ever killed by a stranger, while only about 5% of men are killed by intimate partners.
So just to give you an idea of the crime of passion number, men versus women.
Yes.
So while that seems like a small number of people, the statistics were actually really scary.
Yeah, they're not great. So on average, there are 24 people who become the victims of a violent act, or will have a partner begin stalking them every minute in the U.S.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Every minute? Lie. Mm-hmm.
And then only 15% of women have been injured by an act that could have been classified as a crime of passion.
Between 1994 and 2010, 80% of the victims of intimate violence were women.
And up to 81% of women who become victims are repetitively victimized by the same perpetrator. Which, that almost feels like something different, which I think we're going to talk about when we come back from the break. Because we want to be sure that we're not conflating crimes of passion with domestic violence, which I think is really, really important.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
We are, because this is a heavy episode.
And we'll come back to ya.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
Okay, wait a minute.
See, you didn't think I would do it. Now, we're back. Got you. Got him. Y'all just missed Malicia's one woman production
of Contagious.
Like all the voices. She transformed. You know how TikTok, when they be turning the transition, we turn it and you do something different. That's what the fuck you just did, but didn't change shit with your voice. I'm a little scared, y'all.
I did a good job.
Send help. I mean, I didn't say it was bad. I was just stressed by the body movements.
I need to be when I was different.
Once again, I am the only one here. I am afraid.
And you got the point.
I did, but I was stressed.
Okay. And I hit that last, the high note. Catch a cast. Come on with it. Vocals.
Okay, first of all, you didn't say that like that last time. Because your ass added extra words speedily before you went to the next part.
Oh. Catch a cast. As you your ass.
See, how you go? And there ain't no breath.
That's what the cane. Ain't that the cane? Ain't what's in the cane?
Huh?
What the fuck is in his cane? He's got to go get his cane, right? What the fuck is in the cane?
What are you talking about?
Mr. Big's cane. That's what he gonna do. He gonna shoot him right with his cane. Ain't there bullets in the cane? Am I tripping?
What the hell? Do it again. Hold on, wait. Sing again. Somebody help. Somebody listen to this and tell me what the hell is going on. Go.
He's about to go get his cane because he's about to catch a case.
Ah.
That's what she said, right? What the hell is going on in the sheets in my home? Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to get your cane.
Huh.
Girl, I'm about to have a... Okay, you know.
I mean,
and
yeah.
Then, you know, y'all better leave this place. So I'm about to catch a case. I thought he was about to go get his cane. I thought he had a special cane, like motherfucking... I don't know. And the cane, you know, you pop it, boom, 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 boom. Bullets come out, the motherfucker.
Is this a trap song now? I have problems, and I'm
scared. Is that not what happens, bro? Because that's what I've been thinking my whole life.
Hold on, wait, shut up. Shut up. Now we over here doing this. This is... All right. We're going to have to make this a blooper. Go have to market blooper. Because Jerome could be like, what the fuck is
that? Nah, keep this. This is we might have done in this bitch.
Okay.
I feel like the world probably wants to know this motherfucking answer.
I mean, you know we done, you know it's been this day and age.
Motherfuckers has been singing this song for eternity.
No, it's Kane. I was confused.
It's a Kane. I knew it was a Kane. So he gonna go get his, I'm telling you, his cane is a gun. His cane has a gun.
Or it's just a gun.
Or he gonna beat somebody with a cane?
He might.
Damn, that's rough. That's rough. God damn.
Bludgeon to death with a cane. Thoughts?
That's worse than getting shot. Like, damn, that's personal.
Yeah, because it takes more energy and it's gonna take longer.
God. I ain't that mad at no motherfucking body.
I think cane is something.
Or maybe I thought maybe his cane might have been like a sword. Like maybe he was a samurai in a past life.
Kind of fucking. Hold on, wait. Urban Dictionary. We're going to find out all things today.
Mr. Biggs cane. Maybe you need to look that up to be specific.
Yeah, I know. I'm stressed. Not the white cane. Okay, hold on. Mr. Big. These are things we do in the middle of intimate spaces episodes. Nope. You're getting beat. Jesus Christ.
Damn, he's gonna beat you?
Yeah.
God damn. If that ain't a crime of passion, I don't know what it is. You gonna get a cane and beat somebody with a cane? How many? You gotta really hate somebody.
Hold on. One more time.
You're fighting for your life, and that's the only thing you got.
Looking up phrases.
Don't really
slip
up to the same.
No, you know what it means. Wow. Yep.
Damn.
Beaten to death.
I didn't know. I really thought that nigga had a gun in his cane, and like maybe the top just like, and then like bullets came out. Like,
oh no, canes are skinny too.
Or so he was a samurai. I thought that was a pretty logical explanation.
I don't know where the samurai came from.
Like a sword came out and it was like, and then it started playing Samurai Jack in my head. Anyway.
Wait. What? Hold on, wait. Samurai Jack. Okay. This is a intro. This is a peek into how Malicia's mind works because y'all wet. I'm glad somebody else is here with me for that because the wet breath.
His song, his hip hop song.
That's not the part I have a problem with. I'm aware of this at Rod Jackson. I'm talking about the fuck you said before that. I know. Samurai Jack was a good ass show. Let's start there.
Anyway.
All right, so.
Now we're back.
Hi, yeah.
I don't know if we said that.
We are back. So, we want to be sure. Serious.
Sorry,
Want to be sure we make one thing clear. Crimes of passion are not domestic violence.
So, it is Women's History Month.
Yes.
And women seem to be the most impacted by domestic violence. So, we want to be sure we are not making the two seem the same. Because they are not.
Yeah. So, crimes of passion often end in homicide and are a one-off thing. So it's explosive, random, happens.
Unplanned, yes, very like emotional. And really, really, I think it's really important to remind people that the crime of passion definition says that the person was provoked by the other person.
Yeah.
Or someone else in the situation.
There's provocation. So it's not just like, you know, you walked in and shot somebody in the face. Because they didn't provoke you in that scenario.
So domestic violence can take on many faces. It can happen once or for a prolonged period of time, And it often goes unnoticed and unchecked by our legal system, and it is often unprovoked, right? Like, you didn't do anything to deserve the violence that you experienced.
No matter what is said.
Yeah.
All right.
And it comes in different forms.
Yeah.
I didn't put that on here, but I meant to. So, domestic violence also, outside of it being physical, it can be emotional, it can be verbal, and it can be financial, which is one that people tend to forget. But financial domestic violence is a real thing.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, you don't think about it. Yeah. That form. You think about mostly the verbal, the physical, and the emotional. But fair. Okay. So, this is especially true for women of color and members of the LGBT community.
So, there was an article that says how Crimes of Passion is not domestic violence. And it talked a lot about all these women, especially Black women, who have recently been murdered by boyfriends or husbands in the past year.
Yes.
And how it seemed, they seemed like crimes of passion, right? Something happens that provokes them to become so upset that they murdered the mother of their child or their girlfriend or their wife. But then when you start to look at the relationship, you started to see that there were plenty of times that this woman had reached out to law enforcement, reached out to family, reached out to friends, mm-hmm. about the violence, emotionally, verbally, mm-hmm. sometimes physically, that they were experiencing, and they weren't being taken seriously. And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, them being with racism in our legal system. And there's a couple of the women had mentioned before they died that they didn't want to be responsible for the men, the Black men, to be put in jail for these very long periods of time, because we know that white men versus Black men committed the same crime, the Black men will most likely be put in jail for a longer period of time. And so one of them, like literally probably like 2 weeks before she died, said something like, I don't want to be responsible for him going to jail for 15 years and my kid never like not seeing her father. So she did, like, she put an EPO out and all kinds of stuff, and like, he took a plea deal with the prosecution to take anger management classes, to not have any firearms and all this stuff. And then, like, within a month of that, like, shot the girl in her face right in front of their son.
Yeah.
I said daughter, but I didn't say son. Yeah. Right in front of their son. Like, literally, they don't care. And that is not crimes of passion. So,
that is no. That is not that.
Yeah. That's a completely different situation. Very sad situation.
It is
happens
very
to
sad.
A lot of women.
It definitely does. And you know, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So I think it's like 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence, which is a wild number.
Yeah, that too many.
Mm-hmm.
Too many women.
Yeah. So we want to be sure that we end this, because this is like a heavy topic.
It is.
Super, super heavy topic.
Yes.
Even if we didn't get into domestic violence, we just talked about crimes of passion, like, I think when people talk about true crime, they're not, like, actually, like, interested in, like, the harm of people. Like, that's not, like... That's
no,
not,
no, 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 no.
You know, I think that it's just... It's interesting to kind of think about how people's minds work. Like,
yes.
What made you want to do something so evil?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And on a personal note, this is, like, a really personal topic for me right now.
Yes.
Because of what's going on, like, personally going on in my own family.
Yes.
And so I am having those sort of questions of like, what makes a person want to do this to someone? Like, no one deserves this. Like,
no,
no one deserves
no.
any of this. And I just, you know, this really is like insight into the ways that like people just don't know how to regulate their emotions. Like, emotional intelligence is so important. It's something we don't talk about very often. We want people to be logical. We want people to be robotic. We tell people to bottle things up or to man up or to like, no, don't be crying. All these things that we say, and I just feel like we just really, really have like a lack of emotional intelligence in our society.
We definitely do.
And that contributes to people, like, when they snap, they really snap, and it's just, it's not, like, it's wild. I don't know. This topic was really, has really, like, ooh. I don't know.
It definitely has.
But it was definitely, like, weird to read about and think about my own life right now.
I'm about to say, now that I think about it, I'm so sorry. Because this is my idea, and I was super excited about it, and yeah.
But I brought it up as an idea.
This is also true.
So,
fair, but there are resources
for domestic violence, the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Center for Women and Families, and the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 1-800-799-7233. And I'll say that again. And that is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233.
Yes. There's also sexual assault. There's RAID.
Yes.
There's a National Sexual Assault Hotline you can look at. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And after you listen to this, if you have listened to this, if you made it to the end, like, do some self-care, honey, because I know that this was a lot.
Yes.
Okay, kind of, who saw do something that doesn't take as much brain power or as much emotions as this has?
Yes.
And we're going to end it, okay? Next week, we'll talk about something a little happier.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it's fine. We got time.
Yeah. But that's all we have for you all this week. So we'll see you all on the flip side.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Bye.